Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Purple Broom Apothecary. I'm your host, Natalie, and this week's topic, I'm dishing the dirt. That's right. I'm going to follow up on The Witches of the Moon, week 9 for season 12, and I'm going to talk a little bit more in depth about dirt, the use of dirt in spellcraft, and why it's so important. So first of all, dirt connects us. Correct? It comes directly from the earth. It is of the earth. It is the earth. And so dirt connects us to the element of earth itself. So if you are creating an elemental altar, for example, you could get a small bowl and just put dirt in it. Topsoil, any kind of dirt. Put a flower or a plant in it that grows from the earth, and that dirt thereby becomes a sacred part of your altar. Dirt most commonly is used in some form of spellcraft, and you see that a lot. There's a lot of videos out there on YouTube about dirt, specifically grave dirt, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit later on in this podcast. But dirt at its most core is an element of an element. I guess that's the best way to put that. It connects you not only to the element of earth, but to all of the spirits of earth as well. So, for example, if you feel very connected to a specific woods or a tree in a woods, you could, with permission, of course, take dirt from around that tree and use it in your spellcraft for however you feel you're connected. So let me talk about an example for that. I have an oak tree outside of my home. That tree was a sapling when we moved into this house. We did not buy the house new. The house had been here, and the tree was actually planted by the builders. Our home was the first home built in this neighborhood, and the people that had it built, they did it kind of on the cheap. They really couldn't afford it. They had an arm. The arm ballooned, and they couldn't afford to make the payments. So they went into foreclosure. We made a bid on the home. We got it. That tree has been the love of my life since we moved into this house. And we actually have four oak trees on the property. There's two in back and two in front, which is the homeowner's rules. But there is something about this tree that I just love, and I feel that the tree loves me. And when I am tired or lacking inspiration or just feeling generally down, I will go and sit under that tree with my feet on the ground, barefoot, and my back up against the tree. And I let all of that, you know, just ground into the earth beneath me, and I feel that the tree renews it and sends that energy back out in a positive form. So when I'm working on a transformation spell, if I'm trying to transform a situation or a person's attitude towards something or something of that nature, I will use some dirt from that tree because that is my grounding tree. It is where I go when I need to decompress, and I feel that that tree lends me its energy in that way. So I find dirt from around that tree very useful for that. I also will use that dirt in protection spells for my home because, you know, it is connected to my home. It is a part of my home. And when I come around the corner and I see that tree, I know I'm home. And I feel that way about all of the trees on my property, but that tree in particular do I love. Now, there's another little tree in my front yard that I really like, but there's not that connection there. And I can't even explain why I have this connection to this tree. All four of them were saplings when we moved in. They've all four grown into beautiful trees. In fact, we were told we had to trim our trees because they were hanging too much over the sidewalk. Oh, I hate the Homeowners Association. But the yard was very shady and comforting, and I really love it. So I try to limit how much I have to trim this tree. But that is one example of how I use dirt from my yard or around my trees that I have a connection with to work in a spell. So I'll put it in a mojo bag or in a witch's ball. I use the dirt from around my house. If I am making a witch's ball as a protection for someone else's home, I try to use dirt from their home. I may ask them to scoop some up and put it in a baggie and mail it to me, and then I'll include it in that. But I always like to have at least a little bit. And again, it doesn't take a lot, just a little bit. So other forms of dirt that we can talk about are trying not to copy what was on Witches of the Moon. I know the topic of bank dirt has been discussed. You can look up our videos on Money Magic for the season if you want to hear a little bit about that from mine. And look up Lady Gravedancer, because it's really where I got a lot of my information. She did a wonderful job in talking about a money spell, which is, by the way, primo. It works very well, very quickly to get you what you need. For sure, but she uses bank dirt in that spell, and it was just something I hadn't considered. Another type of dirt that I talked about last week was school dirt or playground dirt, to invoke a sense of playfulness and or creativity, because schools are supposed to be arenas of thought, places where creative ideas come to play and mature, especially if you talk about university dirt. And that is something that I most definitely utilize. And I'm sorry, Pinto is just having a coronary today. You're going to hear him yipping in the background, and I am terribly sorry about that. I can't get him to shut up for anything today. But in any case, another type of dirt that I think a lot of people don't talk about a lot, I've heard it mentioned a few times, is crossroads dirt. You can go to any area where there's two roads crossing, and you can get that dirt. Now, crossroads dirt, along with grave dirt, is sometimes used in cursing or hexing spells, but it can also be used in uncrossing spells, which are removing a curse or something of that nature. So again, you would use it like you would use any other type of dirt. You know, it would go into your mojo bag or into your spell bag or into the poppet or into whatever you're using, right? And you can use it as a candle dressing also, if I haven't mentioned that in this podcast. I know I mentioned it in the video. And again, I'm trying to expand on the video and not reiterate everything that I said. But you can inscribe your candles with a sigil and use an oil, in which, by the way, you've also used the dirt, to roll the candle in the dirt and dress it that way. And it's quite powerful. It's very potent. But, you know, crossroads dirt is something that can be used if you are also wanting to create a situation where you cross paths with another. And how do you make it suit all these different purposes, right? I know if you're new to the craft, you might be asking yourself, well, how can you use it in all these different ways? The key thing with dirt, as with in any ingredient you use in your spellcraft, and that includes herbs, candles of a specific color, bags of a specific color, you know, glitter of a specific color, anything you're using needs to have the intention very clear and spoken to whatever you're using it for. So, for example, when I am putting dirt into a spell, I will speak as I put that ingredient into whatever I'm putting it into, like I said, or if I'm making it into a candle dressing, I will hold my hands over where I have the dirt spread out that I'm going to roll the candle in, and I will use the energy from my hands and my visualization to imbue the dirt even further with the intent that it's going to be used for this purpose. I may even make an incantation of some sort to imbue that dirt with the energies and the purpose for which I am trying to use it. So things like, I'm trying to wait on the grave dirt, but crossroads dirt, if you're wanting someone to cross your path, would be something along the lines of, you know, where these roads now do meet, you and I, we shall greet. With this meeting, our love shall grow. And so on and so on, don't you know? So, you know, just something like that. I mean, I'm just blowing this off the top of my head in terms of incantations. But when I actually do a spell, I put a lot of thought into that incantation. So put a lot of thought into your incantations, folks, and put a lot of thought into why you're choosing this specific dirt. Another type of dirt that you might use would be forest dirt. And I'm talking about maybe from a location that's not one that you typically peruse. When you're using forest dirt that's not from a forest near your home or something like that, then, you know, you would most likely be using that dirt for like a road opening type spell, you know, the road less traveled is open to me, so as I will it, so mote it be. Something along those lines, right? You can also use it in cursing and hexing, but you didn't hear that from me. So, another type of dirt that I have seen used would be dirt that is mixed with something else. So the dirt can be of a generic nature, just yanked off the road from wherever, out of your yard and that kind of thing, and you mix it with something else like brick dust or salt, something of that nature. I have seen dirt used as an ingredient in black salt. I personally do not use dirt as an ingredient in my black salt unless the salt that I'm creating is specifically for the purpose of protecting my home. And then, as mentioned before, I will definitely utilize the dirt from my home in something of that nature. But I typically don't put dirt into my black salt. Let's see, let's dive into the grave dirts, because grave dirt is something that's kind of, right? Some people will utilize grave dirt from their family members to do ancestral workings. I have seen that. It works well. It's not something I have done, because I don't have access to the dirt at a lot of my family's graves. For one thing, my grandfather, my father's father, is buried in Colorado. My grandmother, and all of my dad's family pretty much is buried in Colorado. My great-grandfather, my father's grandfather, was a French immigrant. He is buried in Colorado. I've never, ever been to his grave, but getting some grave dirt from him would be super, supremely awesome. He was a world-renowned chef. He was the head chef at the Brown Hotel in Denver. And so getting some of that might help my culinary crap talent. But, you know, feeling that connection to your ancestors. So I have seen people use grave dirt from their ancestors to connect to their ancestors. And I think that's a wonderful idea. I have a little bit of grave dirt from my dad's mother's grave that my sister sent to me. And I have grave dirt from my husband's brother's grave. My husband had a brother who passed away just a few days after birth, actually about 2 years before my husband was born. And I do have dirt from his grave, but I've never used it in a spell, out of respect to my very, very Catholic mother-in-law, who has also passed away. But I do keep it in the house because it does help me to feel connected, both to my mother-in-law and to the child that she so very dearly wanted and didn't even get to see. So, that is a really good way to connect to your ancestors. However, grave dirt is often used in cursing and hexing. And in that case, I think it's more likely taken not necessarily from a grave, but just from the graveyard itself, like the outskirts. When you are using grave dirt, I cannot stress to you enough that it is very important that you just don't go to somebody's grave and dig dirt out of it. It's extremely rude, disrespectful, and likely to bring something nasty home with you because people don't like to be messed with when they're sleeping, right? So here's the deal. What you need to do is learn something about the graveyards around you. Learn who is buried there, what their life was like. And when you know the purpose for which you're going to use the grave dirt, find someone whose grave carries that energy. Because the whole reason for using dirt isn't that the dirt itself does anything for you. It's that that dirt is imbued with the energy of that person and their life and so forth. So, for example, if you're doing a working for protection, and you want to utilize the grave dirt of someone who was a police officer or a security guard, then you want to cultivate a relationship with that spirit. Roxy, can you not? I'm sorry. She's like 17 and cantankerous. She has a little mat she lays on, and anytime any of the other dogs get even close to her, it's as if she's saying, "Get off my lawn!" She drives me nuts. She's giving me the evil eye right now. I'm getting the ojo malo from the dog. Anyway, you can utilize the grave dirt from someone who was a security guard or a police officer in that protection spell to add that extra layer of protection from an outside source. But again, you want to make sure that you have cultivated a relationship with that spirit before just going and digging it out. Now, I have also been told, and this is something that I try to adhere to because it's what I was taught, but I have never seen it in research anywhere because I don't think there's too many books on grave dirt that I've seen. But I was always taught that out of respect for the sleeping and the person who is there and their spirit, you want to take from the feet and never the head. So that, I'm just putting that out there for your information. Now, I personally, like I said, I like to adhere to that because that's what I was taught, but I don't know that it's necessarily something that has to be adhered to. I just think it's kind of, it makes sense to me. It's respectful. So, you know, you could also, I talked about in my Witches of the Moon video last week about using schoolyard dirt or playground dirt to invoke, you know, learning or to help open my mind to a topic I was having trouble with. You can also utilize the grave dirt of a school teacher to help you to be imbued with those energies of knowledge and learning to help you as a student or in preparing for a test or an exam. So you could either, you know, put it in a bag and have it under your pillow and ask them to please imbue you in your sleep when you're traveling in that astral travel in that third and fourth dimension and fourth and fifth dimensional planes to imbue you with the knowledge that you need to do well on your testing, right? To relax your mind and open it up to the knowledge, because I guarantee you, you probably already have the information if you've been sitting in class. If you've been skipping class and you haven't been studying, dude, you're on your own, because I don't think any teacher is going to back you on that. But you know what I'm saying. There's just some topics that we really struggle with, and so that could be something that you could utilize that for. And I find that very helpful. Same thing with someone who was maybe good with money, somebody who was a financial advisor. Getting their help and assistance, you know, in making a financial decision. So say, for example, you've been offered a great job, but you've also got another job offer, and you aren't sure which job offer in the long run is going to be the best for you. Not only are you connecting to that spirit through the use of their dirt, but also they have access to planes of knowledge we don't, because they're no longer here. They've passed over that veil, right? So they can kind of scope it out for you, so to speak, but you want to make that intention clear. So you want to let them know when you're casting this spell, you want to include that, you know, so this person who financial whiz be, help and give knowledge that will guide me, you know, just give it some sort of something that kind of lets them know exactly what it is you're wanting from them. Remember that the universe and those who've passed on have a remarkable ability to give you what you want in ways you didn't ask for. So be very clear in your intentions and in speaking those intentions and enchanting those intentions into your working. Just going to put that out there one more time. So that would be another use for grave dirt if you're talking about working with someone who was a financial advisor and so on. I think you all kind of get the idea on where you're going with that. Another use for dirt that is very similar to what you use black salt or brick dust or things like that for to create a barrier. So you could use dirt from someone who was maybe a bodyguard or a bouncer or, again, a security guard to create a barrier around your home. And what I like about using dirt for that versus using salt is that salt can actually damage your soil content. So if you have a little garden, I mean, obviously, if you're using small amounts of it, it's not going to hurt. But, you know, you don't want to be doing this over time, and then getting that salt into your soil, because then your soil will not grow like it should. Things like that. So that's another reason why I prefer to use dirt, because then that imbues, that dirt melds with the dirt of your home or whatever you're doing, and it kind of, or wherever you're putting it, and it sort of becomes one and the same with that. So that's one of the things that I really like to do with dirt, is use it outside as a barrier. So grave dirt, we've talked about bank dirt slightly, we talked about using dirt from a graveyard or a school. We talked about crossroads, dirt. Dirt's dirt, right? There's a million different types of dirt. I do want to talk about utilizing sand also in place of dirt. You know, we say dirt, we think dirt is brown and whatever, but what we forget is that sand is very similar to dirt. It can be used in very similar ways. But if you are a person who connects very well to the element of water, and you also want an earth connection, because salt, like it or not, is an earthy element, but you think about the ocean and it's salty water, right? So it's a melding of the elements of earth and water, in my opinion. And so I like to use sand also. So when I went to Jamaica, I brought back a jar of sand with me. And when I went to Alabama, I brought back a jar of sand with me, because I will use sand in a very similar way. And these were areas that were close to the water, which I absolutely love. I feel very connected to the ocean and to the element of water and to the tides, and I love being on the beach and close to the water. It's very important to me. So I like having that, because that also connects me to those elements and workings. And plus, I just like to look at the jars of sand and think back to being on the beach. But I do use sand, and sometimes you will see sand at lakes. So it also serves when working with the fae. And this is something I've gained from personal experience in working with the fae over many years. I have found that they very much like water, and especially certain types of fae. So using dirt that came from a lake or a river, I can connect with the fae in that way and gain fae energies in some of my workings. I also find that, you know, the working with the water spirits that come, that are, excuse me, I am now choking on complete air, people. I'm sorry, I don't have any water in front of me either, but I have found that working with dirt that I have taken from a lake or a river and kind of dried out, or even left wet in a jar, I try not to do that too much because of mildew and mold, but I will definitely collect dirt from the river that has been wet, and then I'll take it and I'll lay it out and dry it out. But it still has those elements of the water kind of imbued in it, right? So I find that that's very useful. Another type of dirt that I want to talk about is selenite-infused dirt. So selenite-infused dirt is when you take dirt from some source, whatever purpose you're using, and you crush up some selenite and you mix the two. And selenite, you know, has very good grounding properties. It's kind of an all-around favorite for witches, but I find that the grounding properties of dirt and selenite are just unbelievable. So when I am super-de-duperty stressed, I will just take some of that dirt and, you know, put it in a bag. I'll make like a sachet bag, and I hold it in my hand, and I just let those energies flow through me in terms of just allowing that to infuse and to, you know, ground me, especially if I happen to be traveling, because, you know, you want that little bit of home with you when you're traveling. So I'll take dirt from my home, I'll crush up some selenite, I'll mix the two. I may add a little dragon's blood for protection, but typically that's like taking my little bit of home with me. And so I will, you know, sleep with it in my pillow to give me pleasant dreams of home or comfort, especially if it's a stressful trip for some reason. If I'm expecting to see someone I don't want to talk to, or, you know, just traveling these days is so nerve-wracking because of everything that's going on. We've got the coronavirus, this COVID-19 that everybody has lost their freaking ever-loving cotton-picking minds over. And, you know, they're afraid to travel. They're afraid to do this. You know, anybody coughs, you're freaking out. So I find that having that little bit is very, very grounding, and I can just hold it in my hands and take a few minutes to ground myself and meditate, and it instantly will transport me and alter my state of consciousness. So that's another use for just your home dirt. But you can use dirt from any place that means something to you. If you have a special little nook in the woods behind your home, or you know, there's a special hiking trail you like to go on that brings you comfort, by all means, you know, ask the spirits of that area, because I do believe that the land is imbued with spirits. Spirits of the people who've been there, of the animals that have lived there, of the land itself. And so you always want to ask permission. Don't just yank things out, right? But remember that we are all one. So asking, you know, please, may I take this? You know, I offer this. And usually when I take dirt from somewhere, I try to give back something. So sometimes when I go and I take grave dirt, I may leave a penny in payment for the dirt that I'm taking from whoever's grave I'm taking it from. If I'm just taking it from the graveyard in general, I kind of do the same thing that I do when I take it from my home or from a forest or the lake bed or the ocean, is I will try to add some sort of fertilizer to the ground. So anyway, yeah, those are just some of the various uses for dirt in terms of what kinds of dirts and how you would use them. It's not something I use extensively in my practice, but it is something that I use frequently in my practice, if that makes sense. Like I said, mostly in protection spells for the home or for friends or family who are traveling, things like that. But it is something that I do think can be a useful tool for multiple reasons, because it does tie us to the land which we are using it for, and it ties us to the people and the spirits that imbue that land. So that is the spiel on dishing the dirt. If you have any recommendations of your own, I encourage you to give me feedback on the podcast. Tell me topics you'd like to hear and share your ideas on how you use dirt in your practice. Thank you so much for listening to The Purple Mystic, and I hope you have a blessed day. Remember, folks, don't panic. Wash your hands, don't touch your face, do your grounding and shielding, and wash your hands. Love y'all. Bye.